At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Turkey demonstrating in the Mediterranean it's got hardware for sale, military hardware. However, Turkey also has an intelligence service I've learned to respect because it's everywhere. Once upon a time, I remember a story as it turned up in the Southeast Asia. Now it's turned up in Africa. Last week, Gregory and I talked about Turkish intelligence in West Africa. Gregory, you list that Somalia, Uganda, and Gambia were in attendance for these war exercises. To what end? Is Turkey intelligence in those countries?
Well, MIT, the Turkish main intelligence bureau, has definitely got operations throughout continental Africa. They've also got an extensive number of security cooperation or defense cooperation agreements with most of the African states. So they are definitely hoping to bring in all of Africa as part of this new Ottoman area of influence. Of course, they were historically heavily involved in Somalia and in other parts, Egypt, of course, for years, Libya and the like. But MIT and other elements of Turkish military intelligence are involved. We've pointed out in the past that the private military contractor, Turkish private military contractor, which is called Sadat, nothing to do with President Sadat of Egypt, is operating in the country. But also you've got the Turks now deploying mercenaries in some areas, particularly in places like Niger and Burkina Faso, where they've actually brought the Syrian National Army mercenaries into those countries to act as fighters to support the governments of Niger and Burkina Faso. So that's very, very significant. That shows that the Syrian National Army operating in Syria and against President Assad there were not only supported by the United States, but they were actually the creation of the Turkish government. So they're there fighting, but you've got Turkey with military training operations near Tripoli in Libya. They've got a maritime training base at Misrata in Libya as well. So bearing in mind that Libya is the source right now of much of the illegal boat migration, the boat people coming across from North Africa to Europe, and Turkey is in the middle of that, and it is not helping the Libyan government to stop that trade. It is actually engaged in that trade. Turkey's also got its Turksom military training base in Somalia, basically near Mogadishu, which has allowed them to acquire a large section of Somali coast from which Turkey can run its ballistic missile and cruise missile training or testing operations. So Turkey did not have sufficient area where it could safely test its missiles, its new missile capabilities in Turkey itself or into the Black Sea. So they literally bought or leased this territory in Somalia. And Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia, is largely now controlled by the Turkish government. And the Turks are heavily engaged in, they have been in supporting the embattled government of Prime Minister Abiy in Ethiopia. They've got a military base in Sudan, and they are actively trying to influence the war and outcome in Sudan, because that would give them a great ability to put pressure on both Egypt and Ethiopia. They have been showing an active interest in West Africa, as we've discussed in the past, literally so that they could cooperate with the extreme religious groups in the area. So that's quite significant. I tracked years ago, I tracked a lot of Turkish origin shipments going into Nigeria, ostensibly with computer equipment and books for libraries and schools and the like. And I urged the director of customs at the time, who's by the way, the last candidate for the presidential election in Nigeria and failed. But he got onto that, and they've found enormous shipments of arms within these ostensible aid packages. And these arms were to go to the radical Islamists in Nigeria. And yet, at the same time, the Turkish government then was wooing the Nigerians to send a defense attaché to Ankara, and the Turks sent a defense attaché to Abuja in Nigeria. And I warned them, this is not going to be in their interests. And the Egyptian military at the time also warned the Nigerians that Turkey's intentions were not, shall we say, friendly and honorable. And this has been going on. You mentioned, of course, that the government of Gambia, which is this little sliver of a country which goes from the Atlantic inland into Senegal, basically sent a delegation to the military exercises recently. And Gambia has basically been ostracized from most Western society. It attempted during Gaddafi's lifetime to have Gaddafi in Libya be their benefactor and so on. So the Gambians are looking for an ally that can give them weapons and the like. But you've got most of Africa covered now by Turkish embassies and defense attachés, a lot of them with security cooperation agreements. And the big standouts there are Morocco and Egypt, who, although they do have residing Turkish military attachés, do not have Turkish security agreements. So they are well aware, Morocco and Egypt are well aware of the danger of Turkey's revolutionary proselytization.
And when you say Turkey, this is neo-Ottomanism? Is that what it presents, that we're an empire?
It is very much how they talk. In fact, it's not that they're looking at a modern version of Ottomanism or colonialism. They're fairly old-fashioned in the way they portray it. Not so much in Africa, where they're using fairly thin resources to cover the continent, but they are gaining cooperation through the sale of defense equipment, which is now extensive throughout Africa. But they do talk in colonial terms with regard to restoration of their influence over the Levant in the Middle East, Eastern Mediterranean, and in Central Asia. Not that the countries of the region are about to tolerate that. That's wow. The most significant response. So it's literally a pipe dream, but it gives Erdogan credibility and enables him to tell the Turkish people to put up with their suffering and right. The fact that they are not able to get enough food and the like, and their currency is now worthless, so that they can do this for the greater glory of a neo-Ottoman Turkey, which would be anti-Ataturk in the sense.
Trouble in Africa, Gregory. We have to get to Kenya. Gregory Copley,
yes.
Editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to Kenya. I'm John Nutt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,